Earlier this year, a small town in Texas came into possession of a rare collection of bird eggs. Two of America's leading oologists, scientists who study bird eggs, traveled to Mount Vernon in East Texas to examine eggs from two extinct species. The scientists urged the town to donate their priceless eggs for safekeeping, but the citizens of Mount Vernon have other ideas. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It's that time of year, and the women of the Shakespeare Club are gathering in their Christmas finery to sing carols and have their picture taken.
And I'm going to take a couple. Y'all smile big on three. One, two, three. Marvelous.
The good citizens of Mount Vernon are in good cheer this year. Fate delivered them a gift that, if nurtured correctly, might ensure the town's economic prosperity for at least a generation.
My name is Iris Baumgardner. I'm J.D. Baumgardner's wife. And I am a docent in the Franklin County Historical Association.
Last summer, oologists from the Western Foundation in California traveled to Mount Vernon for a look at their Carolina parakeet and passenger pigeon eggs. After the examination, the scientists gently suggested that those particular priceless eggs might be safer in their collection. That's when it really hit the town's leading citizens that they had something special.
Nobody in Franklin County would ever see the eggs if they went to California. And they were given to Franklin County Historical Association. And we thought they belonged here.
The eggs are more than 120 years old and were gathered together by an Ohio taxidermist named D.A. Cleveland. His descendants eventually moved to Texas, and the collection spent much of the last half of the century moldering forgotten in his granddaughter's garage. The eggs were so fragile that the oologists urged that they be locked away in special cabinets to be seen only by scientists. But Iris Baumgardner says that's not what's going to happen.
It's kind of like the good china and the sterling. You put the good china on the shelf and you hide the sterling somewhere. Nobody ever sees it. Nobody ever enjoys it. You take these eggs out to California and they open shut the door. And who gets to see them? A scientist.
Instead, Mount Vernon's going to put their egg collection on display. They figure it will cost about $50,000 to install state-of-the-art display cases, dehumidifiers, and special lights to minimize ultraviolet damage. B.F. Hicks, whose family goes back six generations here, has been the driving force for keeping the eggs in East Texas.
Well, now you're dealing with a town of 2,200 people that has seven operating museums. Shoot, we just restored the home of the tallest soldier of the Civil War. Cost us $250,000.
D.A. Cleveland's egg collection wound up in a fortuitous place, a small town with East Texas oil money, perched between two bird-friendly ecosystems, the Piney Woods and the Post Oak Savanna. 300 species of birds, many of them extremely rare, winter in this mix of pine trees, tall grass prairie with large stands of oak, and now a priceless egg collection to boot. Mount Vernon has a new vision of its future: birds, bird eggs, and the tourists who love them. So this holiday season, they're smiling and laughing in Northeast Texas. If the world's oologists want to see their extinct bird eggs, they can reserve a nice room at the Mount Vernon Super 8 Motel. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.